Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Quantum Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, people, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down here on today. Glory to God. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men nigh unto thee. So, hey, let's lift the name of the Lord up on today. I had one of my siblings to tell me, they just sometimes can't say nothing, but they said it's something about the name of Jesus. You know, there's a song that Mr. Rance Allen used to sing. There's something about the name Jesus. He said, many say he's crazy, but he couldn't explain, right, the power that he gives when he called his name. And all he had to do was say, Jesus, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome each and every one. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm fired up, and I hope y'all are too. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead with our announcements really quick, hallelujah. Amen. If you miss these shows, you are missing a treat. And when you come on the show, come in with a high level of expectation. Come on and take some notes, you know, because you can always go back and piggyback and look back at your notes. Glory to God. Don't go back to the old self, you know, God done delivered you. I ain't want you to go back that far. If you went back that far, you just went a little bit too far, okay? All right. Take some notes so you can go back in this word that they gave on a Tuesday night. Just awesome, awesome. We had none other than one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show came on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. You missed it, you missed the treat. But the shows are pre-recorded. So what you can do, you can go back and you can listen to it. But I like mine hot off the press, amen, with all the butter already on it. Glory to God. I don't want to wait, amen, and later get stale butter. I want mine right then, just put on that good old hot toast, you know, and eat it just like that. So come on in and hear what the Lord is saying, amen, on Tuesday night, amen, through our apostle and our pastor. If you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, a coach, I want you to hit them up on Facebook. You can inbox them. Leave them some contact information so they can get back in touch with you. God is moving by his spirit, by his power, and I continue to say it, by his might in this season. And you can see how seasons are changing and things that are going on. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. Let them know what the need may be, so you can go on with your spiritual walk. You know, you say, you know, people won't help you. Let's just put it like that. Well, the door is open. The door has been open for a long time. You just never know when God says shut the door. But sometimes you got to shut the door on some stuff to go and continue on in ministry. Though there are those that will and those that won't. I understand. Glory to God. But it's time now to come on up and come on out. You know, I was one, I can say, that was afraid to do this, afraid to do that. But once, you know, I got going and they helped me so much. They encouraged me so much. Now the devil mad and I don't care. Holy God, I'm mad with him too. Hallelujah. That's what makes me go forward, because he's always trying to pull you backwards. But don't you know when you say that hedge of protection is around you, glory to God, don't you know God got you? No, I don't care what fiery dart he throws. Guess what? God always got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want you to inbox them, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And then I want you to move on down on Wednesday. Faith comes by hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. Awesome woman of God. Pray the house down. Sings. Oh, my God. Those songs are so anointed you can just feel it through the phone. Now, if you can't feel an anointing coming through the phone, then chances are there's probably no anointing on certain people. But that right there, amen, I can feel it coming through the phone. Amen. It's just angels are singing. Amen. You can hear her when she sings. It's just so prophetically. So I encourage you to come and hear what the Lord is telling her, hallelujah, and what the Lord is giving her to give to his people. So you can hit her up on Facebook also. Inbox her, and she will get back with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, Prophetic Corner Ministry. It comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I'm so glad you tune in to hear a word from the Lord. If you need me, you can inbox me on Facebook. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. You know, if you inbox me, leave contact information, and I will get back to you. Amen. Then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear, amen, is Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Minister Elaine is an awesome woman of God. Amen. She's going to tell it like it is. All you got to do is pick up the phone and go over and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, God is speaking. Amen. It's the thing about it is, do you want to hear what he's saying? Because some don't want to hear what he's saying. Well, that's a bad place to be. You don't want to fall in the hand of an angry God, as my elders say. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and support and listen and hear what the Lord is saying. You can also inbox her on Facebook also, and she is an author. She's got volume one, volume two, and I know you've seen some of the things that she's got out on Facebook that she's doing, amen, ministry. So I encourage you to go over and support her. You know, amen, you want to sow seeds on good ground, and that's what you do. Sow seeds on good ground. You know, some just sow their seeds, you know, and some just throw their seeds. Hallelujah, glory to God. But make sure it's on good ground. Because every ground ain't a good ground. Hallelujah. If you ain't got nobody to till that ground, then you're going to be in trouble. Glory to God. Because once you've sown your seeds, then that person has to pray for you. That person has to contact you if you want to be contacted. Glory to God. And that's what I call tilling the ground, because God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you forget it. And I want to encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, you will receive many, many, many perks. You know, God is just so able. So I encourage you to partner with us and see what God wants to do in your life. You know, some say, well, I can just give my time. No, if you want money, then you got to give what you want. Hallelujah. I was telling someone the other day, I said, you know, they were asking me, well, you got a few dollars here? And I said, well, I don't want to really give my cash because, you know, money draw money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoa, look out now. I said something. I know it. You want to always, and I tell my siblings that sometimes. They say I put them under the book, but they know exactly who they are. Hallelujah. I said, money does draw money. Hallelujah. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is the one that draws people. Your love and kindness will also draw them. Glory to God. You got to have the love of Christ in you in order to draw them. Amen. Glory to God. So I said, I don't really want to give you all my cash. I said, so I'll just do it like this. But I just went ahead and I gave it to them. Amen. Glory to God. But always remember, whatever you want from God. Amen. If you ain't letting nothing go out, it ain't nothing coming in. Yes, you can show love, but if you need some money, yeah, just love and basketball. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to also sow and believe God if that's what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I encourage you to keep the shows in mind and know that God is moving by his power, by his spirit, and he wants you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And know that when you sow, it's not in vain. Glory to God. Don't give it and then hate you give it. Hallelujah. You know, that's the worst thing you can do. When you sow seeds and then you want to hate that you gave it, that's grouchy. Hallelujah. Of course you're going to take it, but you are not going to reap any benefits from it. But if you do the right thing, you know, I know you say everybody always asks you for money here, money there, hallelujah, money. I understand that. I do. But ministry takes time. Ministry is not free to be on these social media pages. Yes, some stuff you can get free, but not everything is free. Some stuff you got to pay. You got to come out the pocket. So you ought to want to give, amen. You can give and it shall be given. Good measures, hallelujah. Don't you want them good measures instead of giving that $1.50?
Shaking together. Don't you want enough to shake glory to God instead of just shaking the coins? You want to be able to shake the dollars and just throw them up. Hallelujah. Run on from glory to God. That's just me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good measure, shaking together, running over. Don't you want your bucket running over so you can go and help somebody else? That's what you want. You don't want to be in the same stagnated place this time next year. You don't want to be in the same stagnated place this time tomorrow. So I encourage you to give, glory to God. Hallelujah. And men will give unto your bosom also. I have, there's this one person, they give, and it just keep coming right back to them, right back to them. And I know you think I'm just saying this, but it's not. They called me and they told me this. We're going to have them to come online, amen, on the next Sunday and give testimonies of how they've been giving and how God is opening up doors for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead, amen, and press the one, and I will bring you in. Hallelujah, for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from. Because, you know, hey, glory to God. If you want to describe your voice and talk in another voice, then that's fine. Oh, just come and get your prayer needs met. God is moving by his spirit, by the love of Christ. Hallelujah. So just come on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody have pressed the one, so we're going to go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on a throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on a throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You were my shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all alone. I never knew a love like this before. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Can you say you love the Lord more than anything? Can you say you love the Lord more than you love stuff? Can you say that you love him more and more and more than anything possible? If you can say that, then you love it. Hallelujah. Just do a self-checkup, because sometimes we have to do that. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you, Lord, and we love you more than anything, oh God. Lord, we reach out to you in heaven on today, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to rain down on those that need your love more than anything, Lord. Those that think someone don't love them. Those that think, Lord God, that they don't have anybody to love them, Lord. And those that are lonely. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them by your spirit, by your power, by your will.
will by your might, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you to touch the drug addict, Lord God, because they fallen in love with the drugs, Lord God. Let them know that they can come and fall in love with you and fall in love with the power, oh my God, from on high. Fall in love with the Holy Ghost power in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who want to give and dedicate their life to you today, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that tries to stop them from doing so in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that raised up against you, Lord God, I ask you to cut it down right now in the name of Jesus, because I know people will talk and tell you they don't need, oh my God, an online radio program, but I'm going to tell you like it is. You get more here than you would if you're going to a church building, glory to God, because that's just a building, hallelujah. It's the anointing got to be on those that flow from the head down. Good God Almighty. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. Because if it had not been for you on our side on today, we wouldn't be able to be here. We wouldn't be able to say that we love you, Lord God. We wouldn't be able to tell people, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, who you are and what you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we bind all destruction that tries to come. I'm against, oh my God, your people of Christ, those that are living right, those that are doing good, oh my God, those that are walking in your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus, no fear, because you ain't given us a spirit of fear. You gave us love and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Let that sound mind fall on them, Lord God, like never before, and know that you are there and you'll never leave them nor forsake them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He ain't given us fear. We are to have a love and a sound mind. Come on now. Glory to God. He ain't gave us no spirit of fear. Huh? That's of the devil. So we send it back. So don't fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know some say it's hard not to. No, it ain't hard. Read your word. Hallelujah. You can read it, keep reading it, keep saying it till you believe it. Say, I am not going to fear. No fear shall be in my vessel. No fear shall cloud my mind. No fear shall cloud my judgment. Because you know when you're walking in fear, guess what it'll do? It'll cloud your judgment. Glory to God. Whenever things you're supposed to do and for the Lord, thy God, you know, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Let me think about it. Don't let fear grip you. Glory to God. That's what's it's playing tricks. Don't let it do it. Don't let it do it. Don't let it do it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead on now, and we're going to get in our message. Go to 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to start at the first verse. Glory to God. And I'm going to title this message, Serving God Faithfully. See what it gets. You know, some think that because, you know, you serve God, then, you know, you should reap all the benefits. But, you know, you're living for yourself and your children and your children's children also. You may not get it all, amen, glory to God. You're going to get some, but there's going to be enough, amen, left over so that others can reap, amen, glory to God. Your children, you want your children to get it, glory to God. Your grandchildren, the favor will fall all the way down the bloodline, glory to God. Amen. Let's start at 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm going to start at the first verse. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thou servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is coming to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. See, he was coming to enslave them, glory to God, because her husband had died, and she didn't have no income. Her boys, amen, glory to God, they were young. I would assume they were young, glory to God. And they was coming to take her sons to enslave them. Who wants their children to go and work hard? You see, just think about it. She was put in a position, but here's what was going to happen. They were going to go over there and work for this man to pay off a debt, but she still wasn't going to have any money. That was going to be, she going to pay off paying off that debt, but they were still going to be in bondage. Glory to God. Think about it. And that's what she was petitioning Elijah and telling him, you know, my husband served you faithfully. Hallelujah.
He was one of the disciples that would sit up under the prophets, and he would listen. And he, in other words, hallelujah, he served him faithfully. He served him faithfully. And that's what she was telling him. See, she petitioned him, telling him, now, come on now, I need some help. That's what she was basically telling him. I need some help over here. He gone. And they're coming to get my sons. I don't have any money to pay that debt. So I need your help, man of God. You ever cried out and said, Lord, I need your help. I really need your help. Hallelujah. Have you ever really, really cried out and said, Lord, I need your help? You know, hallelujah. Sometimes you just get all about him and go, and you'll go over there and you'll borrow some Pookie and them. Then you got to go back over there and pay Pookie and them back. Then you got to go over there and pay JJ. Then you got to go over there and pay Cornbread. You know what I mean? You got to go and pay all these people. But you forget about where you should have went in the first beginning. Lord, I need you to move. Petition him and let him know. You know, he knows when you're serious. It may not be, he may not move the way you want him to move, but he will move. Glory to God. Yes, he will. So you got to trust the God in you. Glory to God. She didn't have no car she could go and put up for sale. She didn't have nothing that she could have no chicken leg. You know, she could make a plate and give him a scoop of this and scoop of that and charge him $12. She didn't have none of that, that she can go and do none of that. She didn't have nothing. Let's move on to verse 2. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thine handmaid had not anything in the house except a pot, save a pot of oil. She said, that's all I got. I read in one translation, it said it was a small bottle of oil. And then I read in another one, it said it was a flask. Come on, y'all know what a flask is, right? Okay. She had a flask of oil. That's all she had. She didn't have nothing that she could go and sell. She couldn't start, amen. She couldn't go and put nothing outside the road and sell stuff. She just couldn't. She didn't have, she said, that's all I got. She didn't have no TV that she could go and pawn. She didn't have nothing like that. She had nothing she could go and sell to get this money. She didn't want her children to go and be enslaved. Glory to God. Now, would you want your children to go and be enslaved? Nah. You know, you'll say, here, take this widescreen TV and take the 65-inch, you can even take the 32-inch. Well, you know, people don't buy 32 inches no more. You know, they done got bigger than that. But anyway, you say, here, go ahead, take the clock radio. You can say everything, trying to keep your children from going over there working for this creditor. Come on now. You know you will. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. You see, he said, go and borrow from all your neighbors. You know, when God tells us to do something, he don't separate race and color. He don't do that. Because, you know, in his word in Mark 16:15-16, and he said unto them, go ye all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, he told him to go and borrow all the vessels. You know how sometimes people will go, well, you know what, I ain't going to their house over there because it's run down. I'm just not going over there, you know. But he said, go and borrow from all of them. Go and borrow from everybody's house that you see. Don't just pick out certain ones. Just because it look like they got a little hole in the roof, they got a cat, see where you go. Because you're going to go and preach the gospel, you got to be able to preach the gospel to whoever. It don't matter who. But that's what he told her. Go and get empty vessels. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons and shall pour out unto all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So after you were to come in, he gave us some specific instructions. Shut the door. Because can you imagine those people walking by there, and then they're going to go get everybody else. Mama, come and look. Look what they doing. You know them children out playing. They're going, well, look at that. Look what they doing. Look, they got our vessels, and they're pouring oil in them. And look, Mom. You know, sometimes you have to be careful about who you tell your stuff to. See, that's what he told her, to come in and shut the door. You shutting out all that doubt and unbelief. Be careful who you're telling what you're going to do in ministry, because guess what they're going to do? They're going to try to do it before you. Be careful. I learned that Be careful who you're telling what you're going to do on your job. Well, guess what they're going to do? They're going to try to do it before you do it, and God ain't even told them to do it. But then they suffer. So you got to be careful about that thing. So he told them to get up and pour it in there and set it aside. So he went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. She poured in each one. She kept continuing to pour. It kept flowing. It just kept flowing like rain. It just kept flowing. It just kept flowing in each one of them. And she filled it up and she set it aside. She listened to the man of God. Do you listen when they tell you this is what you need to do? You go ahead and you do this and you do that. If you sow your seed, God will bless you with financially, hallelujah. If you sow your seed, glory to God, then you can go ask God for whatever. He ain't talking about your tithes and offering. He talking about your seed. You know, some just want to give their tithes. Hallelujah. So, well, I paid my tithe. Well, what about the offering? What about a seed? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To get your harvest for financial increase. Do you do that? Don't look at the prophet. Don't look at the apostle. Don't look at the pastor. Do what God has told them to do. So many times you forget, hallelujah, this is God's doing. This got nothing to do with us. We're just a vessel to be used by him. Let's move on. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. See, he didn't have no more after that. Because she had done poured in there, and it had done got full. Glory to God. Don't you want to continue to sow your seed, glory to God, until it runs over? And then guess what? It'll be your time to reap your harvest. You know, you continue to sow. I remember back, a while back, it's been a couple of years now. I don't know how many, but I know it's been a few years. When I spoke the word on the line, which, hey, man, I'm just going to tell you like it is. You know, we free over here. Thank God we free. Hallelujah. No chains holding us. Glory to God. And God said for each person to sow $25. Amen. It was only $25. And I thought about that last week. And you know what? Amen. I can count on my fingers who continued to sow that $25 from that time up until now. And you wonder why God blessed them so. Because they believed the word that came out of the prophet's mouth, and they didn't stop. If you believed that word back then, you would be a little bit further along than you are now. Glory to God. Because you didn't believe it, because you thought that, you know, you were giving it to the prophet. No, that wasn't it. Amen. That was not it. Continue to sow because you believe. If God give me a word, I'm going to be the first one to continue. I'm not going to let it down. I said, Lord, I ain't letting it down. I know you said it, and you said do it. I have some, amen, that they continue to sow until this day. And I'm going to let them give you a testimony, amen, on next week of how God is still blessing just that little $25 seed that they sowed. And they don't mind, glory to God. Hallelujah. When they get a raise, they go up. So in other words, they believe. They believe God can multiply their, increase their money. Do you believe? If you had believed, if you were on this line and you heard this years ago, then guess what? You would have continued to sow till this day. But because it was coming from just Martha, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, you didn't do it. See, you have to be careful about who you're looking at. There are certain times when you need to know that you know that you know. Prophetess Martha, if God don't say it, she ain't saying it. If he don't give it, I'm not saying it. Because I know the judgment will come behind a proper life, okay? That's exactly what it is. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And the oil stayed. In other words, after she didn't have nowhere else, nothing else to put any oil in the oil state. That was it. That was it. It was over. The oil stayed there because she had done filled up everything. Then he came and told the man of God, And he said, go sell the oil and pay thou debt and live, thou and thou children of the rest. Now, come on now. She didn't have nothing, but she listened. Do you follow? Listen to the instructions? Because I remember saying that years ago about the $25. Well, that was years ago, way back. And guess what? To this day, glory to God, I can count on my finger who still sold that $25. And then you wonder why you don't be blessed sometimes financially. That's because you let the word pass you by. He didn't say who. He just said to sow. It wasn't no particular person he was talking to. I remember it. And understand, I write it down, baby, so I won't forget it. Glory to God. And look what she did. She followed the specific instructions of the man of God. She had enough to pay the debt and then had something to live off of. You know what I thought about? I said, well, you know what? The man of God gave her that blessing, and she had enough to live off of until her sons can get up age where they can go and work, and then they can bring some money. Glory to God. That was me. Amen. I try to go through it and look at it. I said, well, Lord, you know, it does make sense. I ain't adding. I ain't taking nothing away from God's word. Glory to God. I just go through it for myself. Hallelujah. That's my thing. And I'll look up and look at other passages and do different things. But see, if you had continued to sow, I'm saying it again. Even whenever I talked about the $100 seed, glory to God, people, they sold them $100 seeds, and they reaped a good harvest from them. I had someone who just called me last week and told, they didn't call me, they texted me, matter of fact, and they had been sold the $100 seed right away. They got blessed so, oh my God, and guess what? They're still reaping. They've been getting gift cards here and gift cards there. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. With $50, $100. They got gift cards that added up to like $450. That's because they listen. Hallelujah. They listen at what's being said. When apostle and pastor come on Tuesday night, listen at what they're saying. You forget about the word sometimes of what they're really talking about. You forget that. I know y'all said everybody want money. I understand. I hear you. But you got to ask God to give you the discernment. And this one, even nothing I was supposed to talk about, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. You got to ask God to give you that discernment. Amen. So, Lord, are you really want me to sow in this place? And if you don't, hey, keep it. If you don't feel like God is not leading you, then keep it. But it should hit your spirit. Whenever it says sow, it should hit your spirit like a ton of rocks, really. That they talking to me. Now, if she hadn't did what the man of God said do you think she would have reaped such a harvest? No, she wouldn't have. She wouldn't have had nothing. She wouldn't have had, her sons would have been enslaved. And she didn't want that. And no mother would want that. But whatever you need, he always say, you got to sow. You know, don't just... Never mind. Just let it go because I can feel the toes crunching and carrying on. But, hey, it's all right, y'all. Look, God is good. Listen to the instructions. I will say that. I heard you. I'm online, but I hear you. Listen to the instructions and follow the instructions. Okay, just like if you're baking a cake and they tell you don't leave that cake in there no more than what? On a box cake, maybe 25 minutes, 15 minutes. You better not leave it in there no longer than that. Then what's going to happen? It's going to dry out. That's it. But just make sure you ask God what to do, and if it's you, he'll tell you, and he'll tell you what to do. Because over here, we're all under the umbrella, and like I said, apostle and pastor, amen, we are under the umbrella, glory to God, and we are there, so it's no jealousy over here. And if you feel like you wanted to give it to them, amen, and you come to my show, I'm going to make sure, glory to God, that they get it. And I can guarantee you they will give you a call. Amen. If you want them to contact you, they'll give you a call. I'm going to make sure that they get it. Glory to God. If you can't reach them, you can reach me. You can reach Minister Michelle. You can reach Minister Elaine. You can reach, amen, all of us, and we will make sure that you get what you need. Hallelujah. That wasn't even in my word on today, but that was for someone because I know I felt you, and you need to do that. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, Father, we thank you for the word on today, Lord. Father, we pray right now, God, that each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord God, believe you, Lord God. Believe in the word, Lord God, that you have rained down from heaven, Lord, and that they make a change in their life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we ask you, Father, right now to touch them in a mighty way, Lord. Those that need healing, God, in their mind. Those that need a healing in their knees, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, that they're healed, healthy, and whole right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, and there's no one left behind, Lord God. We know, Lord, you said the righteousness shall see God. So, Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, on this day, Lord, that everyone, Lord God, that under the sound of our voice, turn their life to you, Lord God. And they began to serve you to the fullest. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father, we come against every disease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's trying to get your people, that's trying to wreak havoc over the United States. We come against it right now, Lord. We bind it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, because we know that you can heal everywhere they hurt, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against everyone that's lonely, oh Lord God. Let that lonely spirit go back into the sea and let them know that you love them and you're in charge, Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, send someone by, Lord God, and let them know to share the love of God in them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for every headache, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Lord, let it be gone, every migraine, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. No stressing. This ain't the time to stress. This is the time to continue to pray and seek his face like never before. Spend time with him. Lord, glory to God. Let him know that you're alive. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let him know that you're alive in his spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Father, guess we come against, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that say they're broke, busted, and disgusted. There's no broke, busted, and disgusted in Christ Jesus because he died on Calvary, Lord. Oh, my God. They broke the back of Lack when he died on Calvary. We come against that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call it out. Oh, glory to God. It says in the Bible, so a man thinketh, so is he. But you got to think good about yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got to think. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He ain't left you yet. In the mighty name of Jesus. So he's calling you back. In the name of Jesus. Know that you know that you know that Christ is in you. Glory to God. Learn how to follow the instructions and hear what you hear. Learn how to follow the instructions. Hallelujah. Just like the widow woman did. And he gave us some specific instructions and she had to follow them. You got to shut the door on doubt and unbelief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let everybody know what you're doing. The Bible said the left hand. Hallelujah. Don't let it know. Hallelujah. The right hand don't know what the left hand doing. Hallelujah. Don't even worry about that. You just follow Christ in the name of Jesus so you can have more than enough. If you just got enough for your four, no more, then you don't have enough. Glory to God. He gave her an overflow so she can pay her debts and then she'll have some left over. So don't that prove we serve the Sabbath God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll give you some to pay the creditors so you can have some left over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't you know, hallelujah, you see, hallelujah, God's word will all come together. It will always come together, glory to God. His word will always come together. Think about it, hallelujah. And he said he'll give you some to spend, hallelujah. He'll give you some to pay your debts, and then he'll give you some to spend also. Well, look what he did here. He gave her, hallelujah, enough to pay her bill that she was owed. And then he gave her enough for her to live off, her and her two sons. Come on now. Get with me on the word, hallelujah. You see what he did? He did. He gave her enough. Glory to God. And we serve a God like that. We don't serve a God of just enough. We serve a God that's more than enough. You can't continue to keep holding on, amen, to every penny. Start to sow more. Just see where you can sow more. Move up higher. And know that God will take care of you. That's the thing about it. You got to believe, trust, and believe. If you can't do nothing but move up $5, so hey, move your $5 up until God increase you more. Then you move more and more and more, and you continue to move. Knowing that he's going to give you, you're going to reap your harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God, what an awesome God we serve. We still have a few minutes. Glory to God. The show is going to be cut short just a little bit. Amen on today. But if you desire prayer, my line is open. Amen. Glory to God. If there's someone who's having some trouble with their right shoulder, amen, if you would, amen, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Your right shoulder, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, glory to God, hallelujah. Your right shoulder, my God, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Sometimes people just don't want to press the 1, but Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to heal that right shoulder, God, as it is hurting, and it's been hurting for 2 weeks. But Father, we come against that right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know, Lord God, you can handle anything. Anything, Lord God, in any town, any place. So, Father, we thank you that by your stripes they are healed, healthy, and whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's someone on this line that's having headaches. I see it again. You're having really, really bad headaches. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You're having some real, real bad headaches. And stress. You know, stress will give you headaches such as. Hallelujah. You got to let it go. I give this short testimony. Amen. Amen. I used to way back, amen, in the day, and I used to have headaches and just nervousness and all that kind of stuff and dizziness. And the Lord said, Martha, listen, you got to give it to me. He said, you got to give it to me. He would let me know that I have not given it to him. That's why I was having it. So what I did, I said, okay, Lord, I give it to you. I gave it to him, and I never had another one. That's how I know. I'm telling you, that's a testimony that I know, I know that I know. You have to really give it to him. Because sometimes you say you gave it to him, but then you go back and pick it up. Glory to God. You'll pick it right back up. But once you put it at his feet, leave it there. Don't pick it back up. Hallelujah. Just because things have, they may not have gotten like you want them to get, glory to God. But understand, he's still on the scene. He has not forgotten what you ask. He has not forgotten what you need. He has not forgotten what you want. He has not forgotten your heart desire. Glory to God. So give it to him so your headaches will go away. And don't pick it back up no matter what comes. Don't pick it back up. Leave it with him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, I want to reiterate, amen, about the service on Tuesday. Don't forget, Apostle and Pastor. I want to reiterate on Wednesday night, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 6:30 Central Standard Time. The Hour of Power comes on every Sunday. Prophetic Corner, Prophetess Martha Williams. And 30-minute break, then you will hear Minister Elaine Jackson. I want to encourage you to give, amen, so you can get back, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Just don't forget all of the shows, hallelujah, that comes up because it's ministry with you in mind, glory to God. I want to give the invitation to Christ, salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Father God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent for every sin that I have committed, even the sins that I didn't even know that I was committing, Lord God. Father, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. I want you to go and inbox me and let me know that that was you. Amen. And I will tell you the what next. Hallelujah. And I want you to also remember there are some things that's coming up that we're going to be doing differently. Amen. You'll see them. Just keep your eye out. Amen. Because it's coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because God is good and he wants his people, amen, to give their life to him right now, not later. So I want you to come on in and listen. And I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.